We have a guest on the line, and he is the star of the number one movie in the country right now.
Yes.
Did very, very well in the theaters over the weekend, 42. And by the way, Nick, when was did they already do the Jackie Robinson Day for Major League Baseball?
Yes, it was on Monday.
Which was very cool. Everybody won the wore the number 42. And this guy, we don't know much about him.
We do know he got to work with Harrison Ford.
Yeah, and this is a really big deal. But he stars as Jackie Robinson in 42, and we are going to welcome Chadwick Boseman to the show this morning. Chadwick, how you doing, man?
Oh, man, good morning. I'm doing good, man.
Excellent. By the way, do you go by Chadwick or do you go by Chad? How do you like to be referred to?
I prefer Chadwick.
Okay.
Chadwick it is.
No, it's a cool name. Where are you from, by the way?
I'm from Anderson, South Carolina.
South Carolina. All right, and obviously you got the opportunity to play Jackie Robinson, which is just huge. It's such an iconic figure. Were you yourself a ball player as a kid or in adulthood?
I played Little League baseball, but I never played seriously. I never played high school or college or definitely not minor leagues or anything.
Well, I would guess you would have had to have gone to a trainer of sorts and got some know-how because, I mean, people can pull off looking like a baseball player, but if you really want to do it, I'm sure you have to get some coaching for that.
Well, yeah, no, I'm an athlete, and what we did is I had a few coaches throughout the process, and we trained for several months. So it was an intense baseball spring training.
You know, I have to ask because I know a number of people were vying for this role. You know, you're. It seems that you're starting out in your career. You got it. Was the idea of the producers, and I assume this is the case, to pick someone that didn't come in with any acting baggage or history, so that you would resonate as your character, as Jackie?
No, well, I think they were open to whatever would work. So, I mean, there were some maybe other named actors that could have gotten it, and, you know, some people felt they should have gotten it. I'm not necessarily just starting out. It's just starting out at this place, like, where you would see me in feature films.
Right,
like
right.
TV, and so I'm not sure why. I think it did help in the process, but somebody else might say that you needed to have a named actor just to give, you know, to live up to Jackie's name.
So I would disagree with that. You know why? Because I think it would to me, I'd say, oh, look, that's Will Smith, you know, playing, you know, I mean, and mind you, he did a great job as playing Ali, and that's fine. But I think in this case, and the proof is in the pudding. The movie did quite well its first week. It was the number one movie at the box office, unless I stand corrected. And the reviews have been great. My neighbor saw it. I have yet to see it. And she took her family. She wasn't, oh, okay, we'll go check it out. She came back saying it was one of the greatest movies she's ever seen. So they did a great job.
Well, I'm glad you disagree, man.
Hey, I have to ask, Harrison Ford. This is talk about an iconic figure in at least in the world of movies. Any trepidation working with him? What was that experience like?
I honestly was excited about it, and I didn't have a lot of time to be super intimidated by it. Like, I mean, I definitely felt like nervous when I knew I was going to meet him the first time.
Right,
and he showed up at one of my baseball practices. Just sort of, he wanted to get to know me. He wanted to break the ice. And so he did it where I didn't have to show up on set and be like, oh my gosh, I'm working with Harrison Ford.
Right.
But I wouldn't have felt it. I wouldn't have had anxiety about it because my anxiety was about playing Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, true.
I saw some of the behind the scenes shots of you guys filming, and I'm not exactly sure where it took place, but they built these big green screens around the field to then add the crowd scenes later on when they did post production. Where did you guys make the movie?
We shot the film in Birmingham. We shot it in Chattanooga. We shot it in Macon, Georgia, Atlanta, and in Brooklyn. And so what we did was we used old stadiums because a lot of those old stadiums, first of all, they're larger in some cases from the plate to the wall, but they have a feeling that's more intimate in terms of the crowd.
Okay.
And you just couldn't shoot those scenes in a new stadium. So yeah, what they did is they used the CGI to recreate the external parts of the stadium, but they used the actual old stadiums to give you the sense of an old stadium.
That makes sense.
Chadwick, has there been any feedback from current professional baseball players that you've experienced or read about?
Current and retired, both, you know.
Yeah.
You know, Ken Griffey Jr. came to the premiere, Hank Aaron.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah, it was interesting, man, in terms of Ed Charles, Dave Winfield, a lot of the legends I was able to talk to at the premiere, and a lot of them I actually even seen it before the premiere. So I actually got a lot of time to spend with those guys. Bryce Harper. It's been a great experience in terms of meeting some of those guys. Matt Kemp, who I think is really cool, So definitely got feedback from a lot of them.
I got to ask you, did you keep anything from the set or from the wardrobe or any of the baseball paraphernalia?
we'll take that as a maybe.
I'll take that as I don't want them coming to look for me.
All right. Well, listen, congratulations. Great job. I personally can't wait to see it myself, but it's doing very, very well, and will continue to do so, Chadwick. So good luck to you, man. Thanks for coming on.
Man, thank you for having me, man.
All right, Chadwick Boseman, guys. Movie's 42. It's out right now as we speak.